The August 1945 bombing of civilian targets in two Japanese cities claimed hundreds of thousands of lives and cast a shadow over the world that may never go away. And if we lose sight of the lessons it left behind, we'll be doomed to repeat them. The UH Hilo Performing Arts Center production of The Ghosts of Hiroshima will bring those lessons to the stage tonight. And we spoke with director Jackie Puolani Johnson about the show's effect on a new generation.
The young people in the cast have had their eyes opened. The students who came to dress rehearsal last night, I already received a write-up from one of them talking, and specifically she said, we millennials need to realize what is going on around us and take action. So I was thrilled that immediately there was that sense that we've learned a great deal about what the potentials of nuclear force and weaponry and common everyday use.
For so many of them, their parents and even their grandparents, I know I've never lived a life that wasn't under the shadow of nuclear conflict, although,
yeah.
You know, and it's affected the whole post-war period. But you do wonder if that consciousness that, you know, mankind has the potential to destroy itself, you wonder if that if people are as aware of it as they were, say, in the decades right after the bombing.
I don't think as aware, that's probably true, but we're hoping with this production that we can move this forward again, put the agenda there for people to look at carefully. One of the things the student wrote about was that she was very pleased with the way that the show represents both what we Americans think about the beauty of science and, you know, discovery and all of that, and what the scientists said after they actually realized they had created this incredible potential earth-destroying kind of science, and balancing that with what the very simple, powerful messages of those who survived. The students noted that there's that kind of fascination, and then there's that tragedy of living it and having your life so radically changed.
Enormous conflict for the scientists themselves. I'm thinking of J. Robert Oppenheimer's quote,
yeah,
from the Bhagavad Gita, I am become death, destroyer
that
of worlds.
That is the closing line of the show.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, that's coupled with what it says actually at the Hiroshima Memorial site, too. Because that's the thing about this show. It looks at both sides. You hear the survivors' stories, the Hibakusha, their stories. And then it puts that fascinating thing about we want to discover, but when we learn that a discovery can go awry,
yeah,
we have to make sure that we make the right decisions in the future. And then it ends with that hopeful note that those in Hiroshima and elsewhere have this cause celebre now to go ahead and make sure the rest of the world realizes what it means.
Well, you know, on a theoretical level, science moved inevitably toward the ability to split the atom,
mm-hmm,
and therefore create that enormous destructive force. But also you have the momentum generated by 5 years of warfare leading,
mm-hmm,
up to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, hideous, mm-hmm, though it may seem, there was a reason why those bombs were dropped.
And I agree with you. I think that in war, all kinds of things that we wish were rules do not exist because war is war. But
yeah,
I do think that what we learned from the use of nuclear weaponry is another story, and it goes in another direction. And I think that's an important part of it. One of the things that we've added to the program, the show itself deals with everything in the 1980s,
mm-hmm,
when the Hibakusha were still alive, and we were really at a huge peak, 70,000 warheads. We do have some information in our program that we're down to about 15,000, if you can say bound, to about 15,000.
Yeah.
And then the different packs that our nations have agreed to try to control. But there's kind of stasis right now. They haven't moved too far enough forward to say we need to get this out of our lives. So hopefully there'll be more awareness as a result.
Well, yeah, the irony of saying that now we only have the potential to destroy the planet 10 times over opposed to 50 times over, that counts as progress in the nuclear age.
That's so true. And the point is made in the program, in this play, that those two bombs for Hiroshima and Nagasaki were basically, these days, would be triggers. And you multiply by the millions of the effects, the number of people who would be killed, et cetera, how the world would be devastated.
They routinely describe nuclear devices in terms of the multiples of the power of the Hiroshima bomb.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
10 times, 50 times, whatever.
The line in the show is, those bombs are the size of a pea, and today everything's the size of a cantaloupe, you know, by comparison. Yeah.
Your cast members must be really telling you a lot about the changes working in this show have put them through.
Mm-hmm. And we have a wonderful, diverse cast. We have people of different ages, backgrounds. There was someone who was a military recruiter for many years. So this goes beyond a lot of those kinds of allegiances. The idea of saving the world from something that could destroy it forever, it kind of cuts across all of the ages, generations, philosophies. And it's really nice to see that. The taiko drummers that we have are from a Taishoji mission here in Hilo.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, a lot of that undercurrent is about peace. And so it seems like we're reflecting this common thread, regardless of people's backgrounds and their visions, is that peace is just a necessity.
And, you know, one of the ironies, the multiple ironies of this, is that many peace initiatives today are directly related to the Hiroshima and Nagasaki bombings.
It is an irony, yeah. Yeah, it is. You know, one of the things that's going to happen that will become known after our Sunday closing performance is we were approached by the Yoshida family here in Hilo, and they have seen some trees that survived the bombing. What's going to happen is that they are asking UH Hilo to be the repository in our Department of Agriculture of those seeds, through Dr. Norman Arancon, and we will be the place that will reach out to the rest of the world to spread those seeds of hope and peace and hopefully regenerate them in other settings. It's called the Green Legacy. It was a stunning thing to have surfaced while we were working on this production, and we will have a little ceremony on Sunday with the passing of the seeds into the hands of the university professor.
That's a lovely thought, isn't it, Jackie?
Isn't it? Yeah. And we have to latch on. My approach to this production is quite different from the original. The original toured Ohio and was a part of the Ohio Humanities Council offerings, and there was discussion afterward, and it was spare. There were four people who did it. We have a larger cast. I've added a few more references in terms of our knowledge of Japanese culture, because that's who we are as Hawaii. But I've also used more of the arts to interpret the feeling and meaning behind the story, having the dancers really bring what it was like to have an explosion and have the blast move through the town. Having the taiko there, there's a heartbeat races when you see the visuals. There are projections and such. I wanted the arts to help us feel deeply and really add that emotive element to something that we're still grappling with.
I think if anything can, it's going to have to come through the arts, don't you think?
Yeah, I agree. This came into my hands in a very uncanny way. A professor from the university was at a bed and breakfast up in Ohio, and the hostess said, oh, I have this script. So serendipity, and as a reporter at the Tribune Herald said, kismet.
Yeah.
It landed at my door, and we're able to present this. And I'm in my last year at the university. I wanted to do something meaningful, and I'm really pleased that already it's touched our students.
Jackie Pualani Johnson is the director of The Ghosts of Hiroshima, written by Deborah Lubar with Diane Roos. It will be performed tonight at 7:30 in the UH Hilo Performing Arts Center.